My guest at this time is investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer. He is best known for his 2015 book, Clinton Cash, detailing numerous lucrative deals awarded by the State Department under Hillary Clinton's leadership that benefited Clinton Foundation donors and those who paid hefty fees for Bill Clinton to appear to speak. Since the hacking of Democratic Party email systems, many have suggested Russia is to blame, and some have even suggested collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. However, a new report from Mr. Schweitzer suggests that if anyone in this race has been too cozy with Russia, it might just be Mrs. Clinton. And Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
At issue here is a project called, and I hope I'm saying this right, Skolkovo or Skolkovo, which you describe as a Moscow-based Silicon Valley-styled campus for developing biomed, space, nuclear, and IT technologies. What about this project puts it in the Clinton Cash category?
Well, it's an initiative that was part of the Russian reset, which was to reset relations with Russia after the Bush administration left. Hillary Clinton was in charge of that. And what you find is that it was an initiative to get U.S. tech companies to invest both money and technology into a Russian version of Silicon Valley. That Russian version of Silicon Valley, of course, was sort of a government-directed one, not like the Silicon Valley we have in the United States. The problem is that all the companies that were participating, many of them had close Clinton links, financial links. So of the 28 American companies that were invited to participate, 17 of them were major Clinton Foundation donors. And on the Russian side, the Russian officials involved, the Russian official directing it was a major Clinton Foundation donor, as were some of the participants. So it has that reeking of kind of an insider cronyism deal, not to mention what we would soon learn about the national security implications of this project.
And we'll certainly get into that in just a moment. There might be some out there, whether they're favorable towards Mrs. Clinton or just trying to see the whole picture, Peter, who say, well, the Clintons have been around a long time. Maybe they've just got a lot of connections in the right companies here, some of these big tech companies and other companies that would naturally be a fit for this. So is that an explanation here, or is this cronyism based on what you've uncovered?
Well, I think it might explain part of the American participation, but it does not mention the Russian participation. I mean, there's no reason why a guy named Viktor Vekselberg, who is the Russian overseeing this initiative in Moscow, who is a Putin oligarch and friend of Vladimir Putin, there's no reason for him to be a Clinton Foundation donor, or a gentleman who's in charge of the nuclear cluster at Skolkovo, which is doing research on all kinds of nuclear applications for the Russian state nuclear agency. There's no reason for him to donate to the Clinton Foundation, absent the fact that she is, as Secretary of State, steering this technology project.
What was our interest in helping them develop these technologies in their country, and what has been the impact on our national security?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to during the Cold War, this notion of detente. It's very similar here. The idea is that by helping Russia develop its version of Silicon Valley, we would make them more prosperous and then supposedly more stable and more cooperative. They would be tied to us economically, so it would make them less aggressive. That was the theory. The problem is that, just a couple of years after this started, in 2011 and 2012, the U.S. Army does a study and comes to the conclusion that a lot of what's going on in Skolkovo has military application, that in fact there's a hypersonic cruise missile and other weapon systems being developed at what is supposed to be a civilian technology city. And then you have the FBI come a year later, who sends a letter to companies involved in this and says, you should know that really the ultimate purpose of this is for them to get access to classified or high-tech technologies that can be applied for military purposes. So very similar to the experience in the Cold War and the detente era, you know, good intentions, the idea of giving them civilian technologies to help grow their economy ends up benefiting then the Soviet military, today the Russian military.
And we mentioned at the beginning that this was about biomed, space, nuclear, which is obviously very concerning, as well as IT. And right now, of course, we've got all the allegations about Russia being involved in the hacking of the Democratic National Committee and even the Clinton campaign to some extent, as well as the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So, Peter, did we have our own Secretary of State essentially inadvertently help Russia hack into her own systems, if in fact Russia's behind this?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We don't really know the answer to it. But here's the strange thing. Skolkovo, this high-tech city that has been established, was identified beginning back in 2011 by cybersecurity experts as a main area of cyber attack by Russia, that they were launching cyber attacks and engaging in cyber crime directed at Ukraine and other targets. So it is not inconceivable at all that a tech initiative that Hillary Clinton launched and oversaw as Secretary of State is now the location of hackers who are hacking into sites into the United States, which I think, by the way, is something that we need to take very seriously, and the FBI needs to investigate in great detail the fact that foreign powers are hacking into political campaign websites.
Two very quick questions before we let you go, Peter. First of all, we know from Russia's involvement in helping Iran develop its nuclear technology and its nuclear program that Russia is willing to share its expertise with people we'd rather not them share their expertise with. So what about what they've learned through Skolkovo and what we shared with them over those number of years?
I think, Greg, that's a great point, because here's the thing. Getting military technology that ends up benefiting the Russian military, my fear is not that we're going to face the Russian military on the battlefield anytime soon. I don't see that happening. But Russia has a history of selling military technology and equipment to all kinds of bad actors around the world. I mean, you mentioned Iran, certainly North Korea. There are terrorist groups, Middle Eastern regimes. So it is not at all a stretch to worry about the fact that technology that we provided through Skolkovo ends up in the hands of the Russian military. They use it to develop advanced weapon systems, which they then sell to bad actors who then use that equipment to target the American military. That has to be a very real fear.
Lastly, Peter, of course, your book, Clinton Cash, focused on the activities of the Clinton Foundation, as well as how they all intertwine with what was happening at the State Department and the Clinton speaking fees and so forth. You also point out that after viewing and reviewing the Democratic National Convention, quote, at the entire Democratic Convention, they did not mention the Clinton Foundation once, and it's been the Clintons' life work for 16-plus years. So what does that tell you about what they think the public's image is of the Clinton Foundation and how it could impact this campaign or anything else going forward?
Well, I think it's the great reversal, you know, that the Clinton Foundation was, they saw it as a PR strength. It's an opportunity to show how caring and how loving they are. You know, you put the pictures up of them, you know, holding children in Africa or Latin America. It shows how caring they are. But the fact is it's become toxic. With all the reports about the pay-to-play, all the reports about the accounting irregularities, about the undisclosed donations, about the influence peddling, they have really made the calculation that it is not a net plus, that it's actually a negative. And I think that's an indication of it, the fact that at a political stage like the Democratic National Convention, they don't even utter the words Clinton Foundation the entire week. It's really quite stunning when you think about it.
Perhaps because it might invite additional scrutiny, but who knows? Peter, it's a fascinating development. Thank you for sharing it with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Peter Schweitzer is an investigative journalist. He's best known for the book Clinton Cash, now revealing the U.S. role in building up Skolkovo, the Russian version of Silicon Valley, and the threat it may pose to our national security. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.